Ghost Hunting in New England,
your favorite spooky podcast.
Hello and happy Wednesday. Welcome to this week's episode of Ghost Hunting in New England with your hosts, Amelia.
And Beth.
And we are coming at you from the past. We are in the past.
Yes, it's June.
It's June 3rd, the year 2021 of our Lord.
So Amelia clearly hit her head. We're not sure what's going on with her. Paul has attempted to take her to the hospital multiple times, but we're also thinking that maybe getting her hair done today was really the final straw. They might have used too many chemicals in the dyeing.
That extra boost of confidence, even though none of these people can see me. I love a good haircut.
She really does, yes.
I really do. I love it. I love it so much. Shall we begin today's episode, Beth?
Nah, let's just keep talking about nonsense for a while.
Sure, okay. So this morning, I was at kickboxing at 5:15 a.m., and I'm not going to say what gym I was at, but someone asked my husband's permission if he could speak to me.
Yeah.
It's all I can think about.
Yeah, I don't even know how I would have reacted to that.
Well, what was I going to do? We're in the middle of a class.
I would have said, why are you asking him if you can talk to me?
I just, like, gave a confused look, and Paul, like, also gave a confused look and was like, okay.
If you want to talk to me, just talk to me. If you want permission to talk to me, ask me for my permission.
Yeah, it was very bizarre.
He's not in charge of me.
Well, it was very bizarre. And guess what? You know when you like get into an argument or something with someone and then you think of the perfect thing to say to them?
No.
Really?
They didn't even do a whole Seinfeld episode on that either.
Well, I do it all the time. So I was thinking as I was driving home with my fabulous haircut, and I was like, you know what I should have said to that guy? I should have been like, it's okay. I talk to men all the time. And some of them are dead. That would have been funny because like we do ghost stuff, but he could have taken it as like, maybe that's a threat. And then neither one of us would have had to worry about him talking to me.
You would, however, have had to find a new kickboxing gym. And since you just signed up this
week, I already feel very uncomfortable.
We'll find a new place then.
Well, we had to pay for 2 months. Oy vey, I can't believe how much it was. But yeah, I don't know. Hopefully by the time this comes out, I'm in acceptable shape.
You're in acceptable shape now.
Yeah, but it's a potato and I'd rather be like a broccoli. I'm just kidding.
Sure you want to go with broccoli there. Maybe you want to be an asparagus?
Asparagus.
They're tall and thin. I'm fairly grape shaped, so.
Did you know if you get your legs amputated, they'll make you taller if you want?
I did not know that.
I know.
I think that I would rather keep my current very short height and my current legs than have someone chop my legs off just so I can be taller.
No, but like people lose their legs sometimes. It happens.
I know, but.
Well, if it did happen, you could opt to be taller.
Would I weigh less? Would they give me like titanium, like weightless legs?
Maybe.
And then I could be grape shaped on top of toothpicks?
Toothpicks.
Yeah, they would be like just long, like skinny pirate legs.
Like pirate legs?
No, those would be peg legs.
Brother. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, do we want to get into what we're talking about?
No, you got to tell a silly story from today. I get to tell a silly story from today. So Amelia has been getting involved in kickboxing. Yeah. Meanwhile, Beth has been getting involved in outdoor pizza cooking. Yum. I actually built a wood-fired pizza oven for my yard. And
it's quite nice. It's really nice. Paul and I went over there. We had some pizza. It was a good time.
I've used it a number of times. Amelia and Paul did come over for the inaugural run. I had a false start with it, if you will. I used porcelain the first time for my cooking surface. And those of you who know what porcelain does in the heat can stop laughing at me, please. Because yes, it did crack. It did not work out like I wanted. However, the pizzas were still delicious. I was able to do a workaround. Now I have pieces of slate that I use for cooking in the little hot rod pop-up pizza oven in my yard, which is just delightful.
Some good, wholesome fun.
Yeah. We're going to get a projector. We're going to hang up a big sheet on the back of my garage. And we're going to watch movies and eat pizza. It's 2021, the summer of pizza.
But tonight, we're talking about the spooky event we went on last weekend.
And it was so spooky. So spooky.
So regular listeners to our show remember in season 4 when we talked about haunted jails and prisons of the area. And in that episode, Beth started talking about the Mid-Orange Correctional Facility. And what did she most talk about in that episode about it? But these ghost tours.
Yes, because when you search the Mid-Orange Correctional Facility, the only thing that comes up is the idea of there's a tour. Come and take our tour.
Yep. So we drove the 4+ hours there. We went straight from work and we got there. And there was mention in our last episode about the snacks and drinks. How would you rank the snacks and drinks for our $150 tour?
I would give them -1 scary doll and a deflated ghost.
Yeah, snacks were kind of disappointing. I was trying to be on a diet and I had like 10 bags of chips. I thought I wanted to get my money's worth. And also, I eat when I'm nervous. So there you go. There was a lot of chips. They had some Oreos. They had some coffee. That was fine.
It was like they went to BJ's and just, or Sam's Club or Costco or whatever your big box store is. And they just bought a big box of a chip assortment. That was it.
I mean, you know, they should just have it there. And then when you get there, you're like, oh, cool. Chips and soda. Right on.
Yeah. And coffee.
Wonderful.
Yeah, this is, you know, this is a nice little touch.
Although, exactly.
In all fairness, exactly. What kind of snacks were you expecting? Because that was what I was expecting. You wanted like cheese and cracker boards or
maybe some like fruit punch with like fake eyeballs in it. Like a Halloween party kind of thing, I was thinking. I don't know.
That would have been pretty funny, actually.
That would have, see, that's what I mean. Yeah. You know what? Ghost Hunts USA, if you need someone to help you with your snack ladder, I'm your girl.
Oh, definitely.
I can give you my catering rate. It's been slow because of COVID, so I'd love this.
She might actually just do it in exchange for free access to all the ghost hunts at your 8,000 different locations.
Accurate. Very accurate. Mm-hmm. So, that being said, and I brought it up, and like you might be like, Amelia, you're not really one to bring up like I don't like bash people on the show, right? Like I really don't do that. And you might be like, wow, that's really weird that you are saying these negative things, but I'm saying it because I would like to point out that even with the subpar snacks, I thought we got our $150 worth.
Definitely.
I do, you know what? On the last show, we were like, oh, wow, $150 a pop. Like, who the hell's paying for this? Like,
we are.
Like, making, like, those, like, jokes about it. Like, whatever. And then we did it, and we were like,
yeah. It was worth it.
I would do this again. Mm-hmm. And I talked to some other paranormal investigators in the area. And they have been like, well, you know, our group has never been on it, or we don't do it, or we've never been there, because this company owns the property and they don't let you come in on your own and you have to like go with this big group and blah, 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 blah. But the thing is that you get 4 hours after you do stuff with the group to be by yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge facility.
And that's after 4 hours where they take you around, they show you different places in there. So you both get an extended ghost tour, like mm-hmm. with a guide, as well as your own time to go out and do your own hunts. It was definitely an amazing experience.
I agree. I thought it was great. I would go again. Maybe not there because we've already been. Maybe somewhere else.
So we get there. Okay. And we can't even really tell when we get there if we're there or not, because we pull in and the GPS is like, well, you're here, but we're like, we're not here. We're in front of like a YMCA or something. So we keep driving down the road. And then
like 2 miles.
Yeah. And then we come across this like scary, scary looking building that has barbed wire and it has like ivy growing up the abandoned brick buildings. And we were like, wow, that is actually pretty scary looking. And so we figured out that we were in the right place, except then we drove up to the next building, which appeared to be where all the cars were so that we could park. Okay, so then we go in and everybody kind of gathers up and everybody starts off in like what used to be maybe the Cafe Gymatorium or something, because it's like a big stage. Weirdly enough, it was covered in kids' drawings. It had like Sesame Street and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and it was just all in all kind of weird. What was that one that I pointed out? It was like the
It was the Daffy Duck, and they were with like esophagus and esophagus. I'm such an idiot.
I think she meant sarcophagi.
Yes, that's what I meant. And like
big with coffins. Yeah, it was very strange. Like it was just odd artwork to have up on the back of this stage where all around it, like the paint is peeling off the walls, and it was just all sort of like a creepy vibe everywhere. They bring us into the cafegymatorium and they go over the rules, you know, like make sure that if you use your phone, you don't blind your fellow ghost hunters. Make sure that you don't wander off. They talked about some of the different places that we would be going. Oh, it was the first day in Massachusetts that the COVID mask restrictions were lifted. And I guess they'd been lifted in New York already. So there were a lot of maskless people, which I have to admit was kind of weird. It's been over a year since we saw people with no masks on. We kept ours on. Yeah, we didn't know these people. Okay.
So then we go up the stairs, we get started, everyone's situated. And where are we, Beth, at that point?
We were on the third floor of the main building, and we were in what was previously the library.
Biblioteca, if you will.
What language was that?
Spanish.
Are you sure?
It's all a biblioteca. It's like the first thing you learn in Spanish class. Where's the library?
Okay.
Biblioteca es en la escuela. Sorry, I took 4 years of Spanish.
Well, I took 5 years of French. So, yeah.
How do you say library in...
Bibliotheque.
Oh, wow. Fancy.
So I knew what you were saying. I just didn't know why you were putting that weird sound on the end. Sounded like discotheque.
So now we are finally going to talk about some ghost stuff. And that is, we're in the library. We're all sitting around. They bring out a Phasma box, which is a spirit box. I don't know. People like to draw these lines and distinctions. It's a spirit box, okay? So they have a spirit box out. We got some dowsing rods out. They're showing us how to use the dowsing rods. Beth and I, we're not super into dowsing rods. Kind of like the same. We're not super into pendulums.
Or spirit boxes, for that matter.
I think spirit boxes can be legit. Not my favorite. What I don't like about a spirit box is when people draw these like massive conclusions that take you like way over to left field. Like when people are like, oh, this means that the whole building burned down at one point and was free, you know, like just like totally wild. Like I have watched people, I've just been sitting there and people go on these like journeys of the mind. And I'm like, you are just making this script up as you go along, pal. Like
that, I think that that's an excellent way to describe why I find spirit boxes to be a little hokey, because
it's
the
like
journey of the mind.
When you hear hooves, you gotta think horses. You can't go directly to zebras. Zebras can't be like, or I guess they can, or they can. You know what? We're all there to have fun. But
more importantly, when you hear hooves, you don't think rock concert. Because rock concert has nothing to do with hooves.
Yeah, or like blueberries.
Right. No blueberries.
Whatever. The point is, that's what they were using. And that's fine. And it was fine. It was totally fine. And they weren't doing that. I think that's what we should say. Is they weren't going on a journey of the mind. They were being like very reasonable with.
Mm-hmm. When they brought out the spirit box, they had explained that as well, that, you know, like you have to listen for answers that make sense in the context of the question that was asked. And don't start making these crazy leaps of logic. So we're in there and they were asking, you know, would anybody volunteer to be isolated? And they may have asked Amelia directly. And what was your answer?
I said, I'll go if I can break that up.
Fair enough.
And he said, okay.
Yeah. And so we actually had three different groups go off. So it was the two of us, two other people. And then one guy.
Married couple from Virginia. And that's like what they do together. They've been married 30 years. Mm-hmm. I wish we had gotten their names. I hope they'll listen to our show now. And they were just very nice. And mm-hmm. they had driven up from Virginia to go to this. Mm-hmm. Like we thought we were going to be like the ones that would be like, oh my gosh, you came from Boston. No, these people drove up from Virginia.
Yep, down by the Virginia Beach area. And they were saying that she's really into ghost hunting and he's really into history. And so they bond over this. And yeah, the family that hunts together stays together.
They brought a lot of equipment together.
Mm.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They had some cool gear.
They were interesting people too, but yeah. they weren't really interested in being very interactive with the rest of the group. They were there to really do their own thing, but they were very pleasant. So they went off in one room. Amelia and I went in another room, and there was a guy named Levi who is going to actually pop up in all of the different stories that we tell, because he just kept getting picked on to be...
Because he had neon hair.
Well, yeah, and that'll do it. Even in the dark, people seem to notice he had neon hair.
So anyway, then we went and we got put in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, okay, well, let's just like look at the bathroom to make sure it's okay, right? Before we go shut everything down. So we're looking. And first, I think I see like a mouse or something in the toilet, but it ends up just being like paper that fell in. And then we look into the urinals and there's some like red stuff in there. It looks like blood. It was disgusting.
And as soon as I said, so there's four urinals lined along the wall, and we looked in the first two and they were okay. And I get to the third one and I'm like, is that blood? And Amelia goes to turn her flashlight on, and her flashlight did this annoying flicker thing whenever she would turn it on.
It was like a strobe.
And it scared the bejesus out of me.
I've literally never seen Beth that scared.
I grabbed her and ran back out into the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She like... pulled me into the hall. I was like, I like blinked and I was in the hallway with Beth like, yeah.
I'm like, there's blood in the toilet. There's blood in the toilet. So Drew, the guide that had put us in the bathroom to start with, came back down the hall and he's like, there's what? And he comes over and he looks at it. He's like, I don't know what that is, but and he was not letting us leave that bathroom though.
No, we had to stay.
Yeah. In the fourth urinal, there was also blood in the bottom of it or whatever.
And
this
it didn't
red
even, like, whatever the red stuff was, like, that freaked me out, but it also freaked me out. There were, like, dead flies in it.
Did we mention that there was no power? Like, so all the power and all the water to the entire complex had been shut off because it was shut down 10 years ago. So the very first floor in the main building still had power, but there was no other. Utilities. So as soon as we left the first floor, we were completely in the dark.
I will say the place looked terrible for only being abandoned for 10 years.
Yes. And it makes you very nervous about what kind of condition it was in when there were still people living there.
My dad's been living in his house almost 30 years and he hasn't repainted every room in that house. And like no paint is chipping.
Well, he probably used better quality paint.
And this thing, like, paint is, like, falling off the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just, like, crap everywhere. Like, 10 years?
So, I think that the extreme temperature changes that it goes through, because it doesn't have any heating or air, so it, I think that those temperature changes probably don't help the condition of the paint either. But, yeah, they're peeling off in, like, big, huge chunks and just, like, nastiness. Okay, so Amelia and I are now in this bathroom, and it's dark. And Amelia says, should we do an EVP?
Yeah, and then we did one. And let's take a listen. I have it here on my phone.
Yep. We haven't listened to this yet. Oh, so hang on. I wanted to start with this. When we first got up to this library, right? So I sit down, and I don't tend to be the most ladylike when I sit down. I kind of like plunk down like a construction worker. As I'm sitting there, I started like brushing like a hand off my leg, thinking that Amelia was being a creep and like touching my leg. Amelia was nowhere near my leg. There was nobody touching my leg except whatever spirit was in that room. And so like I was like, oh, that's weird. And then like I started feeling like a hand like more on the inside of my leg. And I was like, this is definitely not okay. Not okay at all. And so I proceeded to sit there like a schoolgirl with like knees together, ankles crossed for the rest of the time we were
there. And they said it might have been the New Jersey Strangler.
No, the Jersey Thrill Killer.
The New Jersey Thrill Killer. The Jersey Thrill Killer.
Begamont, something like that. I feel like I talked to about him in season 4. All right, here we go with the EVP once we make it into the bathroom.
EVP session 1, May 29th, 10:02 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in Midwange Correctional Facility in Warwick, New York. We are on the third floor in a restroom. There are people down the hall conducting So questions with a spirit box. So that may come in at some point. So spirits, if you hear us, please make yourself clear as possible on our recording.
Hi, I'm Beth. And this is Amelia.
Hi.
What's your name?
Is it blood in the toilet or Kool-Aid?
Were you a student here?
Hold on, there was something there. There was something there. Hold on.
Is it blood in the toilet or Kool-Aid?
No, I didn't hear anything.
All right, we will add this to our episode. I just sent you it in a text. It's at like the 58-second mark.
Is it blood on the toilet or Kool-Aid?
Sorry, it's at 49. You listen to it on your phone.
Is it blood on the toilet or Kool-Aid?
Did you hear that?
No, what is it you think you hear?
It says blood.
Oh, I don't hear it at all.
Go back. Go back.
Is it blood on the toilet? Or Kool-Aid.
There.
Are you a student here or an inmate?
I hear people talking from the other room.
Hold on, Paul, listen. See what you hear. Did you hear that?
No.
So one more time, very carefully.
Is it blood in the toilet or Kool-Aid?
Were you a student?
I think they hear the sound. I don't know. Yeah. No, it sounds great. It says blood.
Okay, so I will go ahead and I will enhance this later. And we'll
okay, maybe I'll play it on a different, blow it up more. But yeah, I don't hear anything.
I feel it getting colder. Is that you?
Do you know who touched my leg in the library?
Do you like all these people being here every weekend?
Are you touching my leg right now?
Was it right here? That might have been still.
That was us whispering.
Are you happy here? What was your favorite food when you were alive?
Was it Texas toast?
I'm sorry, I mean no disrespect. Have you heard our podcast?
It is getting very cold in here. Like, at first it started with a draft, I'd say around, like, my feet and legs. But now, like, my arms are really cold, my shoulders are cold.
Really?
Yeah, I'm very chilly. I think they're coming to get us now.
I hope so.
I think that's what okay, that
spirits,
noise was there.
We are ending this EVP session now. We will check in with you later.
What do we think?
I didn't hear anything other than the two of us being goofy.
I heard a lot of us being goofy, little goofsters. And I think I heard something. Maybe I didn't, because like we said at the beginning, there were other people there with us. So from there, they came and got us and they were like, did you feel anything? Did you hear anything? And I was like, I got really cold. And they were like, whoa, we told the ghost to do that.
Yeah, it was something like that. They asked the spirit that was with them in the library to come down and make themselves known to Amelia and I. Amelia and I are definitely more of the feeler type than seers or hearers. It seems like we definitely got, you know, like when I asked, like, is that you touching my leg right now? It's because there was a hand on my leg. Like when we were in the bathroom, it was down closer to my calf than the borderline inappropriate in the library. When Amelia started talking about the fact that she was cold during that recording, like I was not cold at all, like in no way, shape or form. Like I had no chill. I had no nothing. I have no chill. Did you know that, Amelia?
I know that more than you know that about yourself.
So then we found out, as because they asked, you know, everybody who had been secluded in from the library, what had happened as they were off. And I believe that the married couple didn't have anything that they had to report back. Levi came back and he had done a couple of recordings while he was in the hallway, and he managed to pick up. It was some knocking noises, right, Amelia?
Yeah, he picked up some, you know,
and there was no,
I didn't think they were like definitive enough to really be like, that's definitely what that was. I was not super impressed by it. But yeah, some people were. It did. There definitely was a noise. There definitely was a noise.
Whether it was the building settling, whether it was water, you know, dripping off the roof or something, like we don't know. But there was some sort of noise there. So that was definitely a little bit spooky. And so then Amelia and I had the dowsing rods actually while we were in the bathroom. And if anybody out there knows how to really like make dowsing rods work well, we're all in favor of getting a tutorial because we could not get them to do anything for us at all.
I've never really had luck with them. I got us a pair though. So.
Oh, okay. Well, so we have our own pair. And if somebody wants to teach us how to use them.
I've used them many, many times in the past. Not in like a haunted setting, but in like a psychic setting. And they just don't really work for me.
After that, we switched. We went from the third floor library out to the mess hall. And so you have to go outside of the main building and you have to walk like along the edge of some field. And then you get to the mess hall and we went in and then you go down two floors underground. Right. And so the place only closed 10 years ago. So one of the first things that Amelia, being somebody who has worked in a lot of kitchens and such over the years, noticed was that all of the freezers that they had down there were fairly new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
and that's before we knew it, they had closed within the last 10 years or 10 mm-hmm. years ago. We hadn't known. And I was down there and I was like, what the hell? I was like, really like weirded out by it. Cause yeah.
Right. So it seems like when they put them in, they did not know that they would be closing in the foreseeable future, because why would they have spent that much money on state of the art, gigantic, you know, enough to feed like an entire prison or boys reformatory. We get down into this little basement area and one of the guides has a mag light set up that she was really trying hard to convince us that there was a spirit controlling that mag light. But I have to tell you, I did not feel like anything going on in the basement of the mess hall when we were there. Like all the other places that we went, like I had a sense that like there was something, but the basement of the mess hall, nope. I could have sat there and ate a sandwich. I was like,
so she did have the mag light going and it was going on and off. Seemingly two questions. Beth is right. It felt weird. They gave me a camera, or it was more like, who wants to use the camera? And I was like, me. And so I went and used the camera and was like taking some photos down a creepy dark hallway, and nothing came out of the photos. I did think I saw something at one point. But also, it's like the middle of the night and it's very dark. One of the other women, really, really nice woman, was there with her friend who she'd been friends with since kindergarten. And they hooked up together as like two paranormal investigators now. They said like they had kind of lost touch and they, you know, came back into each other's lives. And this is just what they do together. They do that.
Donna and Mary. And so Donna and Mary, if you're listening, thanks. We had such a good time with you.
Very nice time with them. So they brought out a motion activated toy box or
music box.
Music box. Yeah. So that was really interesting. It was going off. We moved it. It stopped going off. It was really interesting. They had some other motion sensors down there that didn't really do much. But all in all, it was fine.
It was creepy in the basement of the mess hall where we were, because like you've got the peeling paint, there's like a chicken wire enclosed area. There was another room that the mag light was actually shining into, and that was full of pallets of carpet squares. I was dying to know what these pallets are covered with, so I walked in there and actually looked. And then when they took out that little music box, it just so upped the creep factor of what was going on there, because we're in the dark. Like it's just, it was already a little creepy. I mean, not like spooky, like I didn't get the feeling that there were spirits around me or anything, but it was just odd. And then it started playing this really creepy music that like, dee, 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 dee. Like, and I was like, all right, I'm ready to go. Let's get out of here, because there's clearly nothing paranormal happening here. It's just, we're just way underground and I'm starting to feel a little claustrophobic. So we went back up to the cafe gymatorium where Amelia ate like 19 more bags of chips.
Let the record show I had four Oreos despite the fact I was on a diet.
So anyway, from there, we proceeded to
the dormitories.
Dormitories. That was very scary because it was basically just like jail cells. And it was kind of horrifying. And they were like 8 feet by 6 feet little rooms, single window. They had a stand in like the doorway of each one. Beth heard something in hers, so she screamed and jumped into mine, which was fine. And then we were in mine, and then we heard something. And we were like, "Ah!" So it wasn't.
And then
like
Amelia that. Screamed and jumped back out into the hallway.
Well, we like, yeah, we definitely were like, "Ah!" And like we're in the hallway. And we're like, "We heard something," and they were like, "Yeah, that's why you're here." And we're like, "Oh yeah." So then we were there for a while.
I have to say, I was really impressed with the girl who was like across the hall from us because she had somebody like pulling on her sleeve while she was in there, and she did not scream and run out into the hallway.
What a pro. So from there, we had some other people back there with us. They were also feeling very like spooked out, just like something was definitely going on there. It was wild. It was weird. And they were like, "Who wants to volunteer to go upstairs?" And I was like, "We do." And Beth was like, "We do." And I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Yeah, we're doing this. Come on, we're ghost hunters. Let's go." So we went upstairs and we did some EVPs, but we didn't really get anything. And then while we were doing an EVP, I grabbed Beth's arm and made her.
Actually, I listened to that again. I didn't scream actually at all. I more just went silent. Like, wow. You can tell there's something happening, but I thought I screamed too. So that actually makes me wonder all these other times that I thought that I screamed and, you know, jumped out into the hallway or, you know, whatever things that I did. Like, did I actually scream or was I just, yeah, like a silent, I'm going to die terror.
Anyway, it was quite funny to me that I did that. And then apparently they all heard us being...
Yes, they came up about 30 seconds later.
And we're like, "Are you guys done here?" And we were like, "Yeah, thanks."
collect us up and take us back downstairs.
And they had me wear like a mask for half the time we were up there.
Oh, not just a mask, a blindfold. They wanted us both to wear blindfolds. I'm like, not on your life. So that was dorm A3. And so then we went into dorm A4. At this point in the night, it's getting, well, it had hold to be on. After 1 o'clock.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I don't think it was a dorm. I think it was like a recreation area.
Okay.
Not that it really matters, but I didn't think that was a dorm. Did you?
I did. It had different, it was a different sort of dorm than the first one. I think that these kids didn't have their own like little cell dorms like they had over in A3. I think that these were more like, have you ever seen like Orange is the New Black? How they're all in like open, like the, basically like they don't have like cells that are like private for each person, but everybody's like on the big open floor and they're like all in cubicles.
Okay.
So I think that it was more set up like that. But so as we walk into this building, I'm like fourth or fifth back in line as we go in, and we're going down this hallway. And as you come in, there's like the open like foyer area, and there's a little sign on the wall, and it said that it was a therapeutic center. And as I step past that sign, there was a little like reception desk area after that. And something from the right side of me came like rushing up and yelled psycho, like psycho. It was frightening. And I'm like, who said psycho? And everybody's looking at me like,
I was quite disturbed by this.
Everybody was looking at me like I was a crazy person. Except the guide who was with us at that point, who was like, "Oh, I also heard psycho, but I thought one of you guys said it." I'm like, no. It was like right next to me. And all right, good. I was really relieved that she heard it as well, because it was really loud and it felt very aggressive. I was very disturbed by that. So we went past and down this little hallway, and as I brought my heart rate back from like 8,000 back to its normal, you know, 90 or so, we're all standing around, and the guide that was with us did, she did a couple of EVPs. She was telling some spooky stories about things that had gone on there. And then they set up, they sent the married couple with all the equipment. They were sent off and put in an isolation spot again as well. And our friend Levi, he was there with a friend of his and.
I forgot this happened. Yeah. This is an interesting thing that happens right now.
So the two of them have a spirit box that was in one of their pockets. Well, while we're in this A4 building, the spirit box kept going off, like for no reason whatsoever. And in fact, they didn't even have it turned on, but it just kept like turning on and making this terrible ringing noise. Like that, like if you get like water stuck in your ear or something, that like noise that you hear. But it kept doing that. And like they would shut it off and they're like, but it's not even on. Like, and it, come to find out by the end, it also had a temperature sensor. So it was like, it was going off based on like significant changes in temperature, but it's like in their pocket next to their body. So unless their body is like having a serious like temperature fluctuation, why would that thing be going off? Like, you know what I mean? It was very strange.
It was strange. It was quite spooky.
Mm-hmm. And as we were in that building, I have to say that I was like looking around consistently trying to identify a way out. I was super uncomfortable the whole time we were there. And
it was very scary. It was a scary place.
And Amelia later described it that she felt that we were being watched while we were in there. Like that there were lots of hostile eyes on us while we were there. It was a very uncomfortable feeling in that building. They set up a laser grid before we left so that we could like take pictures in the laser grid, which was kind of fun, but I didn't have anything in my pictures. Did you?
No.
So I don't think that we got any photographic evidence or anything, but I was very relieved when we left that building.
And then it was time for open ghost hunting.
And if we have learned nothing else from ghost hunting in New England, it is that when you are in an old abandoned institution and there are tunnels, that is bad news. Do not go into the tunnels. Don't explore the tunnels. They are very, very, very scary. And they may have old mannequins stored in there, or you just never know what's in there. So Amelia ventured into the tunnel. I wasn't in the tunnel.
That didn't. I did.
I didn't go into the tunnel, no.
It was flooded. So that's something to note. Not like to your hip, just like on the ground. It was quite wet. Got in my shoes. And there were mice down there. And it was very, very thin in there. You know, on our Instagram page, we posted a video that I shot inside the tunnel. And it was spooky. It was spooky, but not like ghost spooky. It was spooky like, dang, there are copperhead snakes around here. And there are mice, and I can hear the mice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was alone going back, and I'm like yelling for Beth, but Beth walked off somewhere just for a minute while I was there. She's waiting for me at the end. So I kept like yelling out for Beth, and she wasn't hearing me, but then she came back, and then I found my mom.
So Amelia went into the tunnel, and actually, everybody else went into the tunnel as well, except Levi and his friend Justin. And so, as Amelia goes off into the tunnel with all of the other people, I was like, I don't want to go into the tunnel, but I also don't know how to get back to the main room because we're in some like weird, like utility room at like the very back of the main building. So I followed the guide back out toward the main room, and I don't take two steps and I trip. And I even like, as I was falling and grabbing onto poor Justin to keep myself from falling and breaking my face, I'm like, I'm so sorry. But he was so sweet about it. He was like, I'm just glad that you didn't get hurt. Like, you're okay. And so I was embarrassed, but okay. And so I walk back out. Okay, now I know how to get back out to the main room. And I'm like, all right, now I have to go and see where Amelia's at. So I come all the way back in and I'm like, Amelia, Amelia. She's like, Beth, Beth.
My flashlight didn't go very far. It was very dark. And like I said, like at that point, ghosts were not the first thing on my mind.
They had warned anybody who went into the tunnels, don't go too far in, because if you go all the way, they can go for miles and miles. And if you go in, you have to walk all the way back. Also, don't force your way into any of the doors that you might come to that are closed, because you may end up in a building that's infested with copperhead snakes. Like, this is a problem on the grounds there.
I don't want to run into a snake by myself in the dark.
No, definitely. I don't want to run into a snake with a bunch of people in the light. I don't even like garden snakes.
Oh, I do.
One of the things that I actually forgot to mention was when we came back from the mess hall, we were coming, it's kind of weird because the building is built into a hill. And so if you come in the front door, you come in on the first floor, but if you come in the back door, you come in on the second floor. So when we came back from the mess hall, we came in the back door. So we're coming along this hallway in the second floor, and Amelia and I both, as we were walking down the hallway, were just like completely overwhelmed with this sense of like, oh, I'm dizzy. Oh, I can't breathe. I started seeing spots. It was like somebody was literally sucking all of the energy out of me as I walked through there. And as soon as I like cleared that spot in the hallway and got into the stairwell to go downstairs to the main room, I was totally fine again. And Amelia said that she also felt that way. And when I asked when we get into the main room, like, hey, what was that? They're like, oh, second floor after the double doors where only half of it's open. Oh yeah, that's a pretty well-known spot for just crazy things happen there. Like they were talking about having seen other guides just walking down and just suddenly out of nowhere getting shoved into one of the walls. So at least we weren't shoved into a wall. But something definitely like grabbed from our energy there. Like that was.
Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah.
All in all, I'd say again, worth our money. You know, yeah. We didn't get like major evidence, but it was fun.
Oh, we had a great time.
We had a great time. I mean, okay, as far as like physical evidence goes, we got nothing. But as far as like knowing it was haunted and having experiences and like feeling spooked out.
Mm-hmm. So on the way home, took Stephen Flaherty's advice, stopped at a little gas station convenience store rest stop on the highway. And I went in and I just kind of, you know, like walked around a little, used the bathroom, came back out and got in the car. Amelia had a massive malfunction with the gas pump, right? This is
really freaked me out. It really freaked me out. I don't like when weird things happen. I'm a little animal of habit, and it really upset me. I was really upset, and not even because I connected it with the paranormal, just because I don't like it when weird things happen.
When people do jerky things, knowing that it's going to affect somebody else in the future. So whoever had used the gas pump before us had locked the trigger in the dispense position. So when Amelia put her card in the machine and took the pump out of the lever, it started spraying gas everywhere.
Everywhere.
Because
on me, on my brand new car, on the gas pump. I was like freaking out. I didn't know what it was. And I'm like trying to fix it while gasoline is pouring out of it
mm-hmm.
in my shoes. And so I'm just like over the trash. I'm like worried someone's going to come along and light a cigarette or something. And anyway, eventually it stopped.
In another edition of What Not to Do in a Restaurant, when you're at a gas station, don't lock the lever in the dispense position. What is wrong with people?
Yeah, you're going to really upset Amelia. Jeez.
Well, and you could quite possibly like really injure somebody doing that. You know, like imagine if somebody's kid was standing there. Or, you know, it was Amelia was very upset about it. After that, we drove home. I don't know about Amelia, but I slept most of the next day because I'm old and was up all night.
I did not. I had things to do that day, but I took an hour-long nap. And after 1 hour, my husband came in and said, get up. You're not going to sleep tonight.
Yeah, I slept from like 10 until...
Which I was like, why are you doing this to me?
I slept from like 10 till 1. I asked Sean to wake me up. Around 1, and then about 3:30, I'm like, oh, I just need to lay down for another like half an hour. So I laid down at 3:30, and the next thing I knew, it was 7:30, and I figured somebody had better make dinner. Went back to bed at 10 and slept like a stone until the next morning. It was actually some of the best sleep I've had in a while. So all in all, it was a great trip. Amelia and I can heartily recommend taking the tour of the Mid-Orange Correctional Facility and Reformatory in Warwick, New York. It was worth the $150, but we would recommend that you bring your own snacks and a flashlight.
Or have some food before you go. Have a nice pasta dinner.
And bring your own flashlight. they'll let you use like all your own stuff. And we just happened to luck out that we showed up there with no flashlight and a dead video camera because I forgot to charge it.
And that was our trip. Yeah. So it was pretty good. We'd go back. So yeah, that's what we have to say from the past. We hope everything's cool in the future.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what part of the season we're going to release this, or if maybe we'll release it while talking about like another trip we've been on.
It might just show up sometime in July, just randomly.
I don't think so.
Oh, look, there's a new ghost hunting in New England episode. We're going to try to record a bunch of episodes this summer to come out in the fall. All right. You want to contact info us out?
You can find Ghost Hunting New England online at ghosthuntinginnewengland.com, on Facebook, facebook.com/ghosthuntinginnewengland, on Twitter at ghosthuntingne, and on Instagram at ghosthuntinginnewengland. Please go like us at all of the above. You can send us an email or your drive-by ghosting, aka your very own ghost stories, to our email address, ghosthuntinginnewengland@gmail.com. Thank you, as always, to Aaron Schilb. He writes our music there at the beginning of the show. Find him online at nationaltourstop.com. Thank you so much, everyone. And as always,
happy hunting.